Romance novels have been a popular genre for decades, but in the last 10 years or so, a subset of that genre has been on the rise. LGBTQ romance novels are increasing in popularity.
Since 2019, sales of queer romance have increased 173%. That is according to data released by Circana, a market research firm that tracks sales for most printed books in the U.S.
Wisconsin is playing a part in that trend. We meet now two Wisconsin authors who write primarily gay and lesbian romance. Nance Sparks is a Forward Indies and Goldie Award-winning author of lesbian romance. She lives in South Central Wisconsin with her spouse. Her latest novel is Appalachian Awakening, released this year. Lee Pulaski of Shawano is a newspaper editor who's written more than 20 fiction books. His most recent novel is Heart Song of the Lonesome Road. It's an LGBTQ plus romance. Lee, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you for having me, Rob. I do appreciate it.
And Nance, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Nance, we've seen in the market more books like this out there available for people. It seems like sales are going up. What do you see driving that? What do you see driving this interest?
Well, I think the openness of our society, in some ways things have gotten more restrictive, but in other ways, I notice the youth are so much more open and embracing of any gender fluidity and different means of identifying with themselves, with their sexuality, with their gender identification. And I think that has really opened up the door to letting them explore it through the written word, too.
Lee, I might assume that the obvious reader of somebody about a romance novel involving two men might be somebody who sees themselves that way, a guy who's attracted to men. Does it play out that way, or do you get a wider interest in your books?
Well, I do get an interest from gay men, bisexuals, transgender, and the sort. But I read something a few years ago that a lot of the prolific readers for romances involving two men are actually heterosexual women. A form of escapism, as you might expect. So, I mean, it floored me because, I mean, obviously, as a gay man, I wasn't particularly interested in arousing women, but basically through my writing, I've managed to do that somehow.
Nance, how about you? What do you see your audience being?
I think it's quite a broad spectrum. And I had to laugh with Lee's comment about arousing women. Love is love, man. And, you know, sometimes you get into a story and you start reading about the emotion of it and the sexual tension and all that. And I don't care if you're two men or two women or trans or whatever. It's just wonderful, you know. So I do have beta readers who are straight women, and that's been a lot of fun because, you know, I wrote a story and it was a town of 68 people, and most of the town was lesbian, you know. And she's like, I just cannot believe that out of a town with 68 people that there are so many lesbians. And I said, you don't have to believe it, but it's nirvana for us, you know, to think of a town that where you can just be yourself and be embraced and just belong somewhere. That's pretty amazing. So I think it's fun to get that feedback too, that you wouldn't even think about that because the heterosexual world is so normative, and to see gay people walking down the street holding hands gives double looks. So I like to write where that's not an off-putting thing.
Lee, you mentioned being inspired by scenery here in Wisconsin when you initially came up for a visit. You live here now. Does Wisconsin show up in your books or provide inspiration for your setting?
Wisconsin does provide inspiration for many of my books. Arizona does too. I've been focusing a little bit on Arizona lately because most of my romances were taking place in Wisconsin. But as far as the Wisconsin atmosphere, I've enjoyed the fact that there's so many rural settings, and to be able to describe that, yeah, a man can fall in love with another man in a rural setting. It doesn't have to be limited to the city or anything like that is amazing for me. And to be able to say, no matter where you are, big city, small town, in the middle of an island where there are only a few people, you can find love. It can happen.
We are talking about LGBTQ romance novels with two Wisconsin authors, Nance Sparks and Lee Pulaski. Want to give a listen to an interview here. Now, Red, White, and Royal Blue, it's a novel by Casey McQuiston. It's a Emmy, it's a nominated, award-nominated film. NPR's Juana Summers talked to director Matthew Lopez about the movie. This is last year. Summers brings up an intimate sex scene between two of the characters. Here's what Lopez had to say about it.
There was almost instant identification with that scene. Everybody mentioned that scene. Everybody talked about it. The thing that I loved hearing from gay men on that scene is, I love that you show the leg up and the knee and the hand on the knee. The way that Henry holds his leg up is so accurate. And I think that there's just something, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the simple act of seeing the physical, the placement of the hand and the leg in relation to his partner's body is so par for the course for gay men. And you never see that kind of thing in a studio-financed film.
And Nance, how about you? And whether we're talking about sexually explicit scenes or just, you know, an intimate moment, not necessarily sexual, how do you deal with portraying that in an authentic way?
I'd like to say practice makes perfect, but you know, I do like to, all of my books have a romantic undertone or romance or are just contemporary romance. So all of them do have explicit sex scenes. And as a person, you know what you like, you know what your partner likes, and you certainly have life experiences. And I think just drawing from all of that, and especially bringing the emotion into it, you know, whether or not it's hot and sexual is one thing, but having that emotional tie-in, I think, really brings it home for the reader.
Now, it's in the news lately. I'm sure you've seen often at libraries, school libraries, we see book challenges. Very often, statistically, books challenged will have lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer themes. Just want to get your thoughts on that. If you've had any experience with pushback as you're marketing your books, Lee, let's start with you.
I actually haven't had any pushback from libraries. I haven't had anyone mention to me that, yeah, we're taking your books off of the shelf because they have the LGBTQ plus content. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've heard of plenty of authors who are dealing with that situation. And on the one hand, it's very discouraging that in this day and age that we're still dealing with folks that are so closed-minded about same-sex relationships, transgender relationships, and the like. But on the other hand, you also find that a lot of times when people say this particular book should be taken off the shelf because of A, B, and C, then you find plenty of people who think, well, what is so wrong about this book? And then actually go out and buy it. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
And Nance, your thoughts?
Well, obviously, the book bans break my heart. All we can gain from books is knowledge. So I, the fact that anyone would ban a book because of LGBTQ theme or whatever they didn't agree with is disheartening. But I'm like, well, I'm with Lee in the sense that I have not experienced that myself. And it's actually been the opposite. I live in a very diverse community where it also leans quite red. And the neighborhood around me embraces all of my books. They buy them, they pass them back and forth. And we're the only gay couple in our whole neighborhood. So it's just very heartwarming that while we are experiencing this in our time, there are that many more people who are very supportive and encouraging. So hopefully that comes across more.
Now, romance novels, no matter who the main characters are, some people look down on them, I think, say they're formulaic, whatever. Nance, make the case for romance novels as a genre.
Well, I think you break the formula. That's my favorite case for romance novels is break the formula. None of my romances have that dreaded 80% dark moment. So I don't break up my characters at the 80% point, mainly because it's not needed to propel the story forward. So I think everyone wants to fall in love. Everyone wants something that they can just dive into and escape and just get totally engrossed into a story. And that's what I like to share with my readers is something that just pulls them in and lets them forget about the laundry and forget about the dirty dishes and just absorb themselves into somebody else's world. And I think romances do that.
Thank you both so much for sharing your work with us. Lee, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much. Very excited to be here and very excited to talk about LGBTQ novels and why they're so important.
And Nance, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I had a great time.
That's Nance Sparks, award-winning author of lesbian romance. She lives in South Central Wisconsin with her spouse. Her latest novel is called Appalachian Awakening. It was released this year. Lee Pulaski has written more than 20 fiction books. His most recent novel is Heart Song of the Lonesome Road. The two Wisconsin authors provided a list, by the way, of LGBTQ romance novel recommendations. You can find that list online at WPR.org.